So I want you to find a comfortable position. This could be either laying down or seated in a chair. And once you find this comfortable place, we're going to turn our attention inward. And we're just going to witness our breath. How does the oxygen fill your lungs? And as we are paying attention to this, just take note of any tensions, tightness, blockages that may be residing in your body. And on your next inhalation, I want you to imagine a cleansing white light spilling into those tense parts of your body, infusing and breaking up those hard places. And on your exhale, just releasing them. So again, inhale, clear, cleansing white light. Breaking up all those blockages and then releasing them on the exhale. One more cleansing breath. Breathing in the white light. And releasing anything that doesn't serve. And once you feel like you've broken up those blockages, I want you to just take note of wherever your energy and your focus may be right now. Perhaps you have concerns that are outside of the room, worried about work or friends, family, maybe a relationship or desire for a relationship. Wherever your energy may be tied up right now, I want you to imagine almost like ribbons, just slipping your energy out from those entanglements and calling it home to you. So we're bringing all of our energy back from outside of ourselves, and we're just allowing it to become concentrated in the center of your being. Take a couple breaths to bring that energy home. Slipping out from any worries you may have. And as it becomes concentrated, just witness what that looks like for you. What are the subtleties, the qualities of your energy? Is it a color, a shape, an image? Does it have a texture, or is it a particular feeling in your body? Maybe there's a memory associated with it. Whatever your energy looks like right now, we're just going to witness and accept it as it reveals itself to you. And I want you to imagine that shape, that form, that image, whatever it is. I want you to imagine it dropping down the length of your body, almost like a stone through water, just gliding down the length of your spine to fall into your sacred bowl, into that space between your hips where we have our root and our sacral chakras. And as your energy becomes comfortably seated in this place, I want you to imagine it turning into a seed. Whatever that seed looks like for you. And this seed springs roots. and they gently trickle into the lining, the wall of your sacred bowl, of your uterus, of your womb. And I want you to just witness how that process unfolds. What is the quality of the way that these roots search for nourishment? Is it frantic and desperate, starving? Is it gentle, loving, like a dance? Or is it hesitant and tentative? Do the roots penetrate the wall of your uterus, of your womb, with ease? Or are they, maybe they're gently invited? Or maybe they're rejected altogether. Maybe you're not able to get nourishment from this place. There's resistance. Whatever the subtleties of that intention are, we're just going to observe. We're not going to force anything. And once the seed has extended its roots, I want you to imagine, for the purposes of this practice, that a flower springs forth from this seed. And we really want to pay attention to the quality of this flower. What kind of flower is it? What are the colors and the shape of its petals? What is its fragrance, its subtleties? How does it bloom in your womb space? And as this flower grows, it's going to require more nourishment. It's seeking something from this deeply rooted place inside of you. It needs support and nourishment. And so again, I want you to observe how this flower receives and responds to being nourished. So we're going to imagine that those roots that have been in communication with the walls of your womb, of your uterus, that suddenly they are strengthened and they extend. One large taproot extends from this flower, from between your hips towards the earth. And as it approaches the earth, it's not an outward pushing. It's not a forward thrust. It's more that we're knocking on the door. And as our roots knock on the earth's surface, Mother Earth, Gaia, Asna, whatever you want to call her, she hears you knocking and she's so happy that you've called. She's so glad that you've come to see her, and she receives your request with open arms and invites you down into her core. Through the muddy layers of earth, through the crusts, to her hot, warm, welcoming core. And she invites you to wrap your cords, your roots, your energy around her so that you are deeply supported and grounded by all that is Mother Earth. And as you connect with her core, I want you to notice the upwell of energy and love and support that reverberates up your taproot and into your flower. And just observe how your flower responds to this deeply rooted connection to Mother Earth. What are the subtleties? Is this a rapid, ravenous process? A gentle process? A welcoming and a healthy receiving? How does the flower respond? Does it bloom even wider? Does it change colors? Is there a different feeling or sensation in your body? And I just want you to take in a deep breath, taking in all that loving support, compassion from Mother Earth, bringing it into your flower. And on the exhale, just sink into that absorption and saturation. Again, breathing in a natural surge of nourishment, support, love, and compassion. And you exhale as you absorb and saturate. And once you feel sated with that process, I want you to imagine your flower extending upwards, searching for nourishment from above. How does your flower seek nurturance in this way? Does it lean towards sunlight? Is it thirsty for rain? This is how your feminine essence seeks to receive consciousness, how it becomes aligned with the universe. Whatever your flower seeks, I want you to imagine it receiving that which it seeks. If your flower needs rain, how does the rain come? Is it torrential? Is it a drizzle? Is it gentle? Or does it change the face of the earth like a hurricane? And if the flower seeks the sun, is it blasting hot day? Or is it more of a cool breeze on the side of a hill with a couple of lazy clouds drifting by? Is the sun obscured? Can your flower receive the sun's rays? There's no forcing here. We're just witnessing what happens when your feminine essence reaches out towards the heavens for the nourishment of consciousness. And so once again, I want you to breathe in, taking in that rain, the sun, whatever nourishment your flower receives from consciousness. And on the exhale, absorb and saturate. So again, breathe in a natural surge of nourishment. And on the exhale, absorb and saturate. And so we have deeply rooted your feminine essence in the communion between the earth, the goddess, and receiving nourishment from the universe, right? The masculine consciousness. So your feminine essence is deeply rooted in its yin and yang. In your womb space, in your sacred bowl, in your most powerful place of energetic creation and transformation. This is your birthright as a woman. And from this deeply rooted and nourished, balanced place, I want you to welcome your heart. Place your hands over your heart to really draw your attention and your intention to this place of deep compassion, first and foremost, for yourself. And I want you to invite your heart to sink down into that flower, to really drink of the pollen and the honey, the sweetness of your feminine essence, of your fragrance. And as you do this, just witness, become aware of any places that feel thirsty or empty or dark. And encourage your heart to welcome those places like a flower would a bee. Allow your heart to receive these wounds, these aching, thirsty, dark places, to cradle them with compassion. And then again to sink and rest down into your flower, into the completely grounded, abundant, wholly nourished place of your feminine essence, the transformative, transmutative place of your being. This is a conduit of energy from above and from below. And we are infusing your love and your compassion with limitless support and energy to transform these wounds into fuel. And however that looks for you, whatever process comes up for you, whatever feelings or bodily sensations, images, memories, maybe it's a shape, whatever happens in this process, even if you don't understand it, just welcome it and receive it with gratitude and a faith and a knowledge that this is the best way for you to receive this, for you to witness and observe. Let's take a few more deep breaths, lengthening the inhale this time, and stretching out the exhale, really absorbing this practice, taking in what we've observed. Another deep inhalation and exhalation. One more deep inhalation. And exhalation. And once we feel comfortable and as if we've really absorbed and taken in this practice, we can begin to draw our roots up from the center of the earth with a nod of thanks and gratitude for Gaia for supporting us through this process. Just drawing our energy home again. And with a few more deep breaths, we can release our intention with this practice. And when you feel ready, you can open your eyes and come back to the room.